Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe.
You ran out of power.
I think before.
I'm like, no, I see you. Oh, God.
Bounce back. Anyway. It's all right. It's relatable stuff. Everyone, this is a PSA to, make sure you plug in your laptop when using Zoom because it drains your battery. So
it's the truth. Honestly, all of a sudden it just blacked out. So we were lucky. We had just gotten towards the break and you guys finished it. So I appreciate that.
No problem.
What I think we would like to talk about, what you would like to talk about, and I think it makes sense for everybody listening, is telehealth. And I'm in the middle of some of that with doctors I'm going to see, and everybody's calling and saying, your appointment's been canceled. Please give us a call.
Well, I've been getting emails and messages from all my doctors, a dermatologist saying, come on in. I think everybody needs the business, to be blunt about it. My urologist, I canceled the appointment the next day. Right away, I got an email about we can set you up with a telehealth call. My internist is connected with St. Francis and Mount Sinai, and I must every other day get a email from Mount Sinai about telehealth. So I guess my question is, I'm pondering telehealth, and has anybody had the experience, first of all? Any of you?
No.
I haven't.
And honestly, I have avoided it. As you know, I have a bunch of doctor visits, right? I go to my primaries I see, but then I have like secondaries, and all the secondaries, this is at Sloan, at Sloan in general, unless you're going in for chemo, you're going in for a specific treatment, there is no one-on-one doctor visits going on. They don't see you. And the doctors that had, regular working weeks only come in for one day a week. So the rest of the week, if you need that doctor, it's a tele visit or a telehealth call or whatever, you're going to do it, which is very difficult because I think it's uncomfortable. I mean, certain ones, I suppose, like Peter, my partner, he's going this afternoon to the dermatologist. He has a rash on both his arms. He had a telehealth call about 2 weeks ago. Now, this is the third time he's had this, and each time they give him, over the last year and a half, they give him a cream to put on it. He's very fast, so he burns and whatever. He tries his best. But this time, the cream actually burnt him. Oof. And so the doctor said, send me pictures, and he says, you got to come in. So actually, he's going in tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon. And the doctor says, well, people, we're taking in a situation like that, because I can't prescribe something right for you. I really don't know what you have at this point.
Yeah, I mean, to me, telehealth is good when you don't have a problem. Right. If you have nothing to show or talk about, and it's your annual physical, and everything is fine right and dandy, and you took your own blood pressure and it was good, and you had a lab test before, and there's no numbers in there that are, terribly bad.
Right.
Then what's the point? I think about it. I don't know. I mean, other than having, I think it's important, but to have a camaraderie or a dialogue with your doctor so they at least know who you are. They know what kind of person you are. But the farce about that is that if you end up in a hospital, you don't end up with that doctor anyhow. They give you a doctor.
No, that's true. I agree.
Well, they give you a doctor, right? You've got more experience with that. When you end up, you have an internist, John?
Me? Everybody I have is at Sloan. And so my main doctor at Sloan comes in for me.
Okay.
Like I'm in there tomorrow. she'll be there.
Right.
Which is fortunate, but that's because of my situation. But most people, it's not like that. If you went into like a regular hospital, and I'm going in for a planned visit.
Right.
But yeah, if I got sick and I wound up in the emergency room, actually, I shouldn't say that. I've been in the emergency a few times. I don't see her. I will see, you know, whoever the doctor is on the schedule at night. And, you know, if they'll call her up, you know, she'll turn around and say, it's not that big a deal, you can go home. Or once they kept me for a couple of days. And then she was involved with that. But, you know, if you're going home within X number of hours, or even if it's overnight, you're not seeing your doctor. I personally don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like the phone in general.
Yeah.
I don't think you really get a good rapport with you and I, even through this. This is different because we know each other at this point.
Right.
But it's a little difficult. And that's what I even said to Christina. I said, when we pick people to come on, you need a person who's gregarious, because, you know, you got to work with this yellow line around the Zoom, and so they have to be willing to talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and like with telehealth, I mean, listen, I'm not an expert by any means on telehealth, but like I know that over the years there's been quite the, you know, expansion in the program. And obviously, listen, in a time like this, there's kind of like, that's like the best case scenario for certain things. You know, I can see maybe it is beneficial, like Otto said, in using it in conjunction somehow, you know, with going to doctor visits. So if you're in a case where you don't really have any issues, doctor's just kind of checking in with you, you had your lab results done, whatever it might be, and nothing is astonishing, you know, like I could see that being like a beneficial thing. This way you don't have to schlep to the doctor's office and then wait, you know, it's like, so I get that. So I don't know, you know, that's something I think we have to stay tuned and see how this kind of unfolds, this whole telehealth thing. Because I can't imagine being a doctor. I would think it's kind of difficult for them, frankly, too, you know, it's just, but who knows? So like I said, I feel like this is something we should definitely try and find maybe a speaker on, because.
You know what you do, Christina? Telemarketing, bring in a gynecologist and tell me how he can work.
I know. No, yeah. I was actually sitting here thinking it. All jokes aside, I was like sitting here like thinking, like, how does that even work? You're just like, I don't know. I've actually thought about that. Thought has actually been in my brain.
Well,
like, how does that actually happen?
Well, a urologist,
anything.
The same problem. You know.
Yeah, for real. Like, anything.
You know,
we'll have to find that out, because now I'm intrigued, and now this is going to be something I'm like going to obsess on and have to find out. So stay tuned for that information, guys.
Yeah.
Dr. Sue is coming on in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. You could go to her, who's a psychologist, mm-hmm. with a telemarketing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could have a conversation about your issues, and that I see not a problem with whatsoever. But a lot of them, it's difficult. But at the same time, for a woman or a man who has an issue going on that's severe, and you're restricted from getting into a hospital, you got to do something.
I know. It's, you know, and what's becoming a problem too is that so many people, which I hope it's getting better, you know, as kind of things get a little better in society. But, you know, so many people are so fearful of going to any of these places, even if they're allowed to go, because in the fear that they'll pick up, you know, COVID, you know, so it's really, there are people who really needed to go to the doctor that were avoiding going, you know, because they were too scared. So it's like, you know, we got to kind of find a balance for this whole thing, because it's really just like a crazy situation.
I went to Quest, you know, for annual lab test with the prescription. I went last week. And that's when they threw in the COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was that they have it very well organized. You know, you wear a mask when mm-hmm. you go in. There's marks on the floor, you know, where you have to stand.
Right.
And they're very good at getting you in and out. And you can wait if you're not, you know, you're like, I go at 8:00 in the morning. There's really nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go later in the day, you can wait in your car and they'll call you when it's time for you to go onto one of the footprints on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they are.
No, and you're right. And like, I think that's a good thing to mention because, you know, in just in my travels, you know, I mean, listen, outside of even the medical component of things, just these different, what I think is cool is businesses who are getting creative and doing these kind of curbside things. Cause I will give you a little tidbit. I picked up a bunch of rosé I wanted to get to have because I was running, my stash was running low. So I was looking at places that did curbside pickup. So there's a Total Wine and Liquor store in Westbury that's like a giant supermarket, if anyone's ever seen this. It's next to a Walmart and it's next to a Costco. So I was actually intrigued because I'm so interested on how businesses are handling this and how it kind of goes down. So there really was, like, people were being very respectful.
Christina, excuse me one second. If she was so intrigued, she could have done it at the supermarket and picked up some cheese and bread. But no, she had to go to the liquor store.
Because this is curbside. You pull into a spot and you just, you text them. You say, Christina Lewis here to pick up her order. Boom, they bring it out and it's done. And it was like, I was like, this is a great idea that more places should have. Because I didn't even have to make a phone call. You pop your trunk, they throw it in your trunk. And like you go on your, there's literally no interaction at all. And I was thinking like, it was just great because they had just made these makeshift kind of signs that said, here's your spot number, text this number and give that information. So I'm like, I feel like I walked away feeling like, you know, that more places should have this kind of thing because it really alleviated that panic of like, how do I take this? And you know, it's all like these crazy like thoughts like go through your head. But listen, there's a lot of businesses doing pretty interesting stuff out there. So
well,
we'll see how this goes.
I've had an itch lately for a bacon and egg sandwich.
I like that.
I am going to bite the bullet and put a mask and gloves on. And I am going to go to the delicatessen tomorrow morning and actually get two of those with some home fries.
I like it. That sounds delicious.
With
that
sounds fries. So, right.
Get three because it sounds delicious. No, but there are like little things. You know, I was even laughing with Jay because we are like our household, we're big like diner people. So we like love a diner. We can go to a diner all the time. Mm-hmm. So we've really been missing a diner. Like my poor brother's birthday is Tuesday and he knows I'm a sucker. So he goes to me, oh, you know what I think we should do for a theme? Like pretend our backyard's a diner, you know, for it. So of course I get sucked in. You give me a theme and I'm going to run. Wait till you see pictures of that because it's going to be, I have Jay making milkshakes. We're going to really whip this out. But a lot of diners now, which I thought was really cute, are beginning to open up. And you're seeing this, and they're doing these pickups. And they're even, some of them are doing like a 1950s kind of vibe where you could eat in your car. They bring it out to you, you know. So there's a lot going on. And you feel good because you're kind of supporting your community too. And plus, if anyone is me, I'm so sick of cooking. So it's really nice to kind of open the door to these things and get out there.
Perfect. You know what the thing is, I think as we end this segment, there's going to be a lot of innovation and it's going to be for the safety of people going forward from this COVID. It'll all be for the ultimate consumer and it'll all be safety. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.